Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
I'm voting for Kamala Harris because she has proven over and over and over and over to me that it's not about trying to fight another person for something that is built on people's backs, that where we came from was not an easy place to come from. We've worked hard for what we wanted. People have gotten what they've gotten handed down to them. And right now she showed me the passion that where she's come from and how far she has her flaws. Yes. But this woman has been in the White House already as vice president.
Hold on, this is the problem because people are saying that because she's already been there, why wasn't more done?
Because you have to remember,
go for it, babe.
Biden is the president and Kamala, she is the vice president. And there's so much that a vice president, you have to remember, I ran in high school presidency. I was in student council. You have to remember, vice president, they speak for the president. You know what I'm saying? So the president is the person that signs everything into power, makes things happen. So Kamala can only do so much for Biden. And Biden is the one, big dog, sitting in the back. When he says, go, jump, howl, roof, poo, shoot, whatever you gotta do, he make those decisions.
Yeah.
And the people keep failing to realize that Kamala cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that my passion is where it is today because this is what I'm fighting for.
I love it.
And I'm not going to...
We're going to blow some eardrums today.
Like, you know, like, my freedom is what it is. And me being Native American, it plays another
this
part.
This line was yours first,
you know,
man.
I wanted to say this, too, because us being Native American, my mom was already kind of looking at me kind of mad, too, because I kind of could relate to what Taylor Swift was going through with her parents because, you know, her parents are Donald Trump supporters. And then my mom is Native American, and in our religion, they say that when a woman gets into power in the United States, the world is going to go. And this is a big thing for all Native Americans. Like, they say, like, if women get into the power thing, a woman, I want to say it in my language, they get women.
Say it.
Have like this passion, like
say in your language.
They're more bus, like they cry a lot, like not like they say that's what they say about women. Their feelings are in time to them, so it's like if she gets into the White House, there's gonna be a lot of chaos with feelings and attitudes and bitch moods and swings, and that's what our people say. And as far as Ataka, meaning man, as a Ataka, men are strong. You know, they can go into a place, they can uphold themselves, they can do this, they can go wherever they want. So that's why it plays a big part, you know, what I was saying about how I could relate to where Taylor Swift was going through with her dad, or with that Donald Trump, is because my mom has did that to me. And she's like, and my auntie, like, they're still kind of skeptical about who they want to vote for, you know? And it kind of, I don't want to push back on what I believe and what my firms are, but it's come to that point right now, like, this is it. Because I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to be living in poverty and not have anything no more, you know? And, like, not saying that I don't have anything, but I want more than what I could have, you know? My small businesses. So, anyway, last story short, so go ahead.
No, challenge you, go ahead.
So, two things that I wanted to say is, and I love this debate for that, is that based on what you just said right now, this debate proves the other way around. It was the female that kept composure. It was the female that was strong enough to handle the debate and not allow her emotions to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we can definitely see that women are able to run countries. My question to you guys after that was going to be, so Mexico just elected their first female president. Do you think that America is ready for a female president? And do you think that having that female president in across the border, do you think it'll influence for America to want...
America's like the last one to have a female leader.
Mm-hmm.
We're so far behind
mm-hmm.
all the other countries. I mean, there are countries that have
Queens.
Hold on. There are countries that have almost zero GDP. Like, they have no money in their fucking country, but they know that women can do it. You know what I mean? Like, we're the last ones.
So do you think...
We are not the forefront on this one. Like, we are the last ones.
Do you think that having a female president across the border will influence and...
No.
...wanting to make America pick their first female president?
No.
So Mexico just picked their first... Or elected.
Yeah.
Just elected their first female president. And as to a lot of times, for example, when Russia was trying to go to the moon, you know, America was like, oh, well, we're going to be the first ones to land there. So because of that competition that America seems to have with these other big countries, do you think that Mexico electing their first female president will influence as to America electing their first female president in this?
First of all, this is the first time that I've heard of this. Actually, I've been pretty busy and I haven't really, you know, I have not heard of that, but I want to commend Mexico for electing their very first female president. I feel like that is a sign of necessary change in the communities, the small communities, the big communities, and the people that live there. I feel as though America is so far from interest of what it is that the country south of the border that of us are doing, that they have no consideration, or does it influence the insight of the American politics of what it is their politics are doing. The only thing that I would say that is really important about feeling free as a country to vote for whoever it is that is going to be best for the position is to remind ourselves that a human being can be anything and still be the right human being for what we need them to be, you know? So, and if we look at the fact that, I think that maybe it would be good for America to have a president that is outside of a norm, because I remember when Obama, these are all my personal opinions, but I remember when Obama came into presidency and I cried. As a white woman, I cried. And I was so proud and excited for our country to be free to make decisions that were for our well-being and not for what it is that, you know, we can have in this very quick moment. It was for the longevity of the country that Obama got elected. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though that is not in an office way, but in American people way. In the conversations that we have in our kitchens, in our dining rooms, in our living rooms, and in our bedrooms, and in our daily lives. The way that we're trusting each other and understanding each other and developing as you know, the country as a whole, the different people, the different cultures, everybody that lives here, and the effect that we have on the world. If we're free and safe enough, we can make a decision that is best for us. And that won't affect the world in a way that is so shocking to our frame of mind. Because it's not really like, is the world going to be surprised that we have a woman president if Harris were to get elected or voted in? It would be more so like something the world would understand. And something that we can understand is that we're in need and that a decision is needing to be made. And that voting is a way to make that decision as a whole, and individually everyone does matter. But I think having a woman president in Mexico is not directly affecting the decisions that the office of the United States is making, but it is definitely going to influence the affiliates or those that are, you know, understanding and are from that country and or supporting that country as, you know, a country that is, you know, bordered outside of the American border.
Well, like, yeah. Like, that's all I have to say.
Well, I think if America was truly trying to be competitive, then they would have done it back in 1966 when India elected their first female prime minister. Like, I think it has nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? And so that's why I don't think that, you know, like, Callie, you put it beautifully. I could never use those words. I'm just going to say it like it is. America doesn't give a fuck about the other countries because we seem to think that we're just badasses on our own. That's why we don't teach the proper education on world history. We only teach American history, and we whitewash it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's just, it's unfortunate that it happens, but it happens. And
I wanted to say, when is it going to happen? When are we going to be able to...
I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime.
My thing is, when are we going to make that change? When are we going to be as a country to come down to it and make things happen? Besides always thinking this male persona is what needs to be happening. Just because a man may be strong, but you have to remember we came from a woman, so a woman got to be more stronger. You know what I'm saying? So it's equal everywhere. And my thing is, as far as everybody upholding their positions in every kind of outcome or any job, employee, whatever it is, women have been doing this before. They've been taking care of babies long enough, way back in the days, making this happen without knowledge, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, this has to happen. And my thing is, when is it going to happen? We can't just keep dwelling on the past and thinking that there's no room for change. Because how are we going to know something don't work if we don't try it?
Because that's not what America's interested in. Sorry to break the bubble here, but that's not what America
but
is about. Women will always have to fight for the power that men are born with, always. And it's because it has to have a system in place, right? And this is the system that America has built. It's built on the fact that men run things, women don't. And so women are constantly having to fight for the same thing at a lower value.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I was trying to say. I think that's why now...
And it got nothing to do with babies and birth. None of that shit matters.
I think
the
that's
fact
why
that they
now,
are born this way is what decides what they will do with their lives. So as America, we're supposed to be freedom. It's not. You are still, just because we're not North Korean, you know, you're born, you're going to be a doctor. You're born, you're going to be working in the slums. We don't do that. You have a freedom to do that. But if you're born a woman, you have to fight for the same power a man has at a lower value. LG, you want to say something?
I'm a firm believer that whether it's male or female, it's not about the gender, it's not about their identity, it's about their qualifications. It's about, like, can they get the job done? Are they able to unite the country rather than to divide it? I think that both genders or any identity would be able to get the job done if given the opportunity to. Are we overdue for a female president? Of course.
Yeah.
Is the female president the best candidate for this election at this time? My opinion is yes, but there's some people that don't believe it.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that. But what I do want is for people to understand the importance that nothing will change if we don't vote.
Yep.
Madison says it so beautifully, and is a meme is not a vote. A rally is not a vote. A vote is you showing up.
All this energy.
It's you showing up to the election booth and picking your candidate. You know what I mean? Turning in that ballot. That's what's going to make a difference. Are you tired of the America that we live in? Change it. Vote. Because believe it or not, it does matter. It does make a difference. The reason we are where we are today is because some of us didn't vote. You know, like the young, the Gen Z, or like what's that, Alpha, whatever it is, the younger people are not voting. You know what I mean? Right now you said Taylor Swift was able to get
400,000 people to register.
You know, to register to vote. Is that enough? No, because registering is not a vote. It counts when you show up and you turn in that ballot and you actually make your voice heard. Whether it's, you know, whether it agrees with me or not, it doesn't matter. It's just showing up and making sure that you're making a change. But just having these discussions, of course, they help. You know what I mean? But they don't influence which candidate is going to be elected. The only thing that influences that is where do we put our vote? Are we willing to keep on going the way that we are, or do we want to change? Are we willing to pick someone that is going to actually, for lack of better words, make America great? It doesn't have to be the Democrat Party. It doesn't have to be the Republican. It just has to be a greater America without the hindrance and without the ostracizing of the communities, without hindering the communities, and without robbing the American people to have basic rights, as, for example, making your own decisions, not only on your body, but where you go to school, what jobs you want to do. And there's so much that we can grasp onto when it comes to these topics that, for myself, I think that we are capable as a country to make this a great nation and give opportunity to all of those that are willing to work for it.
That's great. I love that. However, we have to remember, though, that the president only does so much. The fact of the matter is that we are now in the 118th Congress, and they have been the worst Congress on record since the time that we started, right? They have done the least amount of work for the people, right? The president just doesn't get to just sign whatever they want and into law, right? They can have executive orders, but those are few and far between, and you don't want to use those on everything, right? Because then you just look like you're, you know, not working with the people, right? And so this Congress is, we have to vote this way on both sides. Like, whichever way you're going to vote for, though, like, you need to understand that the people you elect, the Republicans, the senators, the Congress, the House of Representatives, the House of the Senate, all of those things matter, too, because the president doesn't make any of these decisions on their own. And the problem with one of the candidates is they are wanting to cut that part out. Mm-hmm. And that's what scares me, you know? And so, like, I don't love that Kamala Harris is taking a backseat to a lot of these press interviews. I don't love that she has decided to do some of the things that she has. She's flip-flopped on a lot of the big issues. I don't love that. But at the end of the day, there is someone else that's running that's trying to get rid of the process that is our legislative and judicial branches and executive branches. He wants to be the only one making the calls, and that's what scares me.
Yeah.
That's what scares me, too. Only because I don't like the fact that if we elect somebody like that and all the power of all that in the office is taken away, then what are we here for?
Well, and he said in one of his rallies that this will be the last time you ever have to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We can, two things can happen here. We can take that as him saying, like, this is the last time you have to vote for him, because that's technically true. He's already served one term. Mm-hmm. Or do we take that as he's going to do away with elections altogether and just stay in power?
Mm-hmm.
And after the January 6th riots, like, what are we supposed to think, right? I don't know. What do you think, Allie?
I did hear about that, although I'm not as informed as you guys are on this specific event. I will do some research and educate myself, but as of now, I'll have to pass on that question. I don't have enough information.
Maddie, do you mind giving us a refresher?
On January 6th?
Yeah.
Oh. So basically, it was that time of year where whoever wins the election, the other person kind of hands over power. Trump still thinks that he won that election and did not want to hand over power. He invited some people to riot. They call it protest, and they ended up smashing into the Capitol, to areas that they weren't supposed to be in, and there was some damage done. We lost a couple of lives in it, and I just don't think that it was fortunate. I think that there's a way to handle a loss, and that's not it.
And I think that this is why I'm leaning towards the candidate that I'm leaning towards, because I want to be by the side of the person that's standing with democracy, you know, not forcing into power, not rallying people to a protest is definitely, you know, like, if you do it peacefully, like, we all have the right.
It's our right as Americans to protest.
Exactly, but to instigate a
riot
such as that, I think that it's careless, it's not mindful, not cutesy, definitely not the mirror.
No.
I believe that is not the right way to go when it comes to running a country. I believe that the people had spoken, and we should have respected that.
Well, as Kamala Harris said, 81 million people fired you. That's exactly what he said. That's what she said.
That's exactly what she said, and I agree with that. I think that one of my fears, and if I'm honest with you, is that Kamala will win, and we will see something worse than January 6th. You know, and that's legitimately one of my fears. Like, I'm in fear.
It will happen. It's not a fear that it's going to happen.
I'm in fear that if Kamala Harris's win, what's my future going to look like? How is he going to respond to this? You know, and that's not a fear that any American should have, because we live under a democracy, not a dictatorship, and we should respect that.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, I hope that, you know, we are not scholars, we are not, you know, politics experts. We're giving you our five senses into what we understand. Hopefully, what you get from all of this is the importance not only to educate yourself when it comes to your candidates, to politics, but also the importance of voting and the given right that we have, and to take advantage of that and utilize it. Tay, what would you like to close with?
Amen.
All right, Ms. Callie?
I'd like to close with God bless America, God bless the people of this world, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
Amen to that. Ms. Madison?
I think I'm going to close with the idea that my mother, to her very last breath, was a Trump supporter. Very last breath. And I think that we have to remember that the people that are Trump supporters are going to go to the poll no matter what. Come rain, come hell, come fire, come brimstone. They are going to make it to the polls to vote. Statistically speaking, the blue side is not that passionate about getting to the polls. It is proven over and over again, right? They do not. And this time around, they need to get more into it. They've got to get to a poll. Like, I don't care if your car breaks down, you have to walk to the fucking poll. You have to get there and vote. Have to.
I think that what I will close with is, I came to this country as an immigrant. And when I was in my country, I remember watching TV shows of America, the opportunities, the blessings. And I remember being, because at that time I hadn't transitioned, so being that little boy, and I was in awe with the country. Today, I'm blessed enough to call myself a U.S. citizen. And the TV shows that I used to watch back then, I don't know, I'm getting so emotional. Okay. I'm living in that fucking TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I get to have a better life. I get to have a better future. I get to have so many blessings that were not possible for me to have them in my country. But I also see how this country is decaying. How this country is so embracive of hate and not hope and not love anymore. And when I was in my country, that's what this country represented for me. The hope, the love, the dreams, you know, like, and I know that we can get there. I know that we have the capacity to unite and let this hate just fucking leave this country and become the country that we were created to be, where every man and woman and child can become whoever the fuck they want and be free. Free to live their lives and free to be themselves.
Yes, bitch, yes!
Thank you. So please, go out there and vote.
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 Vote. Vote.
And this has been Trans Experience with LG.
Hi, it's Madison. Bye, it's Madison.
It's Taisha.
And Callie.
Have a blessed one.
Vote!
Vote.org.
What?
Vote.org. That's where you register to vote.
That's vote.com. No? Vote.org?
Org.
Okay, vote.org. Sorry.
Google it.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.